Cynthia, CYNTHIA Gomez, GOMEZ, 12:30 88. Today's 8:30. This is a thirty-five-year-old young lady comes in today for a follow-up, multiple medical issues and problems. Patient is not smoking, is not drinking, has had a history of low back pain related to herniated disc when she was beat up by her boyfriend years ago. Right-sided leg pain and related to a disc herniation. Also has a history of sleep apnea, obesity, fatigue, chronic pain, possible seizures. Period. COVID immunization, none. Family history, diabetes, hypertension, surgery, tonsillectomy. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. She works as a CNA / MA. Patient usually goes to Joanne Rogers at Padilla, JOANROGERS at Padilla Medical Clinic. But she would, but she needs to be seen today for evaluation because her her child's father is incarcerated, and she would like to get him moved closer to the house because she cannot drive very far, period. Medication, Losartan, 100 milligram, and iron tablets, allergy none. Review of system as above today. She's in no distress. Blood pressure, 120 over 73. Pulse, 88. Respiration is 18 of febrile. Heart positive, swim positive is 2. Lungs, pure onchi. Abdomen soft. Next, JVD skin shows no rash. There's slightly decreased DTRs on the right side. Number one, here we have a 35-year-old woman. Sure, hang on. Sorry, 36 now. Well, 35. No, 35. 35-year-old woman with history of sleep apnea, history of fatigue, leg pain, right side, disc herniation related to a domestic violence abuse in 2021, possible seizure, and weakness related to iron deficiency anemia, period. Patient also suffers from hypertension, most likely because of her sleep apnea, period. She has a family history of hypertension. Given above mentioned symptoms, it's very difficult for her to travel more than 20 to 30 miles, and I recommend not driving any longer than that. She's able to go to work within a 5 to 10-minute drive within a few miles, but otherwise it will be a detriment to herself and her children that are in the car for her to do so. To do any long driving, period. In the paragraph, I'm going to set her up for EEG as soon as she has the funds to do so. Next one is continue with Losartan for hypertension. Next one is low back pain. Next one is right leg pain. Next one is radiculopathy. Next one is neuropathy. Next one is has been on Flexeril and Neurontin, but it makes her sleep apnea worse, so she doesn't want to take any medication at this time. Next one's overall prognosis is good as long as she's continuing with her medication. We'll set up for a EEG at a later time, and a patient does not have the funds for a CPAP to further treat the sleep apnea. She's using other modalities to control the symptoms of sleep apnea, and still, but nevertheless, still having symptoms. Thank you.